Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hours after Democrats in the U.S. House filed two articles of impeachment against him, the president calls the charges flimsy, pathetic, and ridiculous. He speaks at a rally held in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
They send these two things, they're not even a crime. This is the lightest, weakest impeachment.
The House Judiciary Committee will begin consideration of those two articles of impeachment against the president at a meeting this evening. One of them alleges abuse of power, the other obstruction of Congress in the Ukraine scandal. The full House expected to debate and vote on Trump's impeachment next week. The U.S. is turning four military bases over to South Korea today, also starting the process of turning over the former American military headquarters in the heart of Seoul. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Five people are wounded after a suicide bomber set off explosives outside the main U.S. military base in Afghanistan hours ago. A regional government spokeswoman saying all the people injured were Afghans. No group has claimed responsibility yet for the attack, which has come as the U.S. is trying to restart peace talks with the Taliban. President Trump has less than a week to decide whether he'll impose more tariffs on Chinese imports. He's set December 15th, which is this upcoming Sunday, as the date for tariffs on nearly $160 billion in consumer goods from China. 15% tariffs scheduled for items including video game consoles, computer monitors, toys, and clothing. Retail analysts say raising prices on those items 10 days before Christmas could really hurt holiday sales. 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg is Time Magazine's Person of the Year. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The administration's southern border policies appear to be effective. Here we get more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan is praising the Trump administration's immigration crackdown at the southern border, especially how the president addresses some of the loopholes that are allowing children to be used by adults to get into the United States.
I think where the credit really belongs, Brian, is to this president and this administration because of the focus and the initiatives that organizations like CBP and our partner agencies have implemented has caused those numbers to go down. And remember, the really driving factor of this crisis was families come from Central America because they were told, and they were right, because of loopholes, you grab a kid, that was your entry into the United States. Because of this president, these initiatives, we have shut that down. Since the peak of May, we have reduced that by 85% of families coming from the Northern Triangle country.
And again, that report filed by USA Radio's Tim Berg. And the Man of Steel sharing his secret identity with the world in the latest Superman comic book that's out today. In the number 18 issue, the Son of Krypton is said to reveal that he and Daily Planet reporter Clark Kent are the same person. While he's been outed in the past, this will be a permanent decision that could potentially change the DC comic universe for good. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. James Herson, yes, New York Times bestselling author, media, and legal analyst joins us now. And we got lots to talk about. I'm telling you, it is, it's just madness, James.
No, it truly is. Look, if you ever wanted to see what it was like to live under a dictatorship, all we have to do is watch the way that Jerry Nadler, supposed member of Congress, is conducting these hearings. He is gaveling every possible point of order quiet as he commits constitutional atrocity after constitutional atrocity. His latest is to have a lawyer who just was sworn in as a witness walk off the witness stand and start asking questions. There's not even a courtroom in a banana republic that would allow this, much less in a Western industrial world nation. And in the United States, we just, basically what we have here are hearings without evidence, hearings without any rules of justice, and hearings without a defense. Can you imagine a courtroom where we say, okay, the prosecution has exclusivity. We're not going to allow any defense. What kind of proceeding is that? Well, it's actually about as fair as the Salem witch trials, where they said, you know, if you are killed and sink and drown, you're innocent. If you survive, you're guilty.
Right.
So this is the same as that. But the amazing thing is I am dismayed and surprised and shocked that Senator Lindsey Graham went on the various shows over the weekend and said that he doesn't want to call Adam Schiff as a witness in the Senate after myself and lots of people have been looking forward to that event.
Exactly.
Of Adam Schiff being sworn in.
Is this like some fraternal cover? Is this like a fraternal cover? You know, look, I'll cover you, you cover me. It's all part of the fraternity deal. We got the handshake going in the background, and everything's good.
We've got to ask that. We could definitely have to ask that question. Lindsey Graham's answer to that is no, no. He says, I just want to get this done as quickly as possible for the sake of the American people. Well, I don't necessarily want to get it done.
Well, you're too far into this, James. You're exactly right. We're too far down the road. And Jonathan Turley said, you know, quite succinctly that this is the thinnest case, and the fact that it's being sped up, this is a record. And it just puts so much at risk. So, you know, when it goes to the Senate should just marinate this and just let it breathe, take their time. Let's get down to the bottom of this fiasco, because the Democrats deserve this. They deserve the exposure. I mean, as if they're not self-exposing right now by their antics. It's clear what they're up to. Unless you're a total ideologue and you're so fixed that you're not open for reason or any kind of intelligent understanding of the proceedings. I mean, this is really embarrassing, James. I mean, these are grown men, grown women, but particularly men right now on display who are attorneys. I mean, these are smart people, but it's like they've sold their soul to Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi or something.
Oh, absolutely. And the amazing thing is the way Nadler's proceeding began was to have a lawyer supposedly summarize the committee's case. And what the lawyer ended up doing was a Rachel Maddow television segment, complete with sound bites taken right out of context. And
you notice how they cut. And I'm sorry, but you brought that up, and it was so obvious that they cut the president. They just took a couple of, you know, didn't even take a sentence. They took a part of a statement, and they cut it off, and it's like,
exactly.
What are you guys doing here?
Just like you would see on the Rachel Maddow show. And they had that all ready, and of course what they wanted to do was blindside the Republicans, because instead of letting them know what kind of evidence Nadler was going to produce, they gave him 8,000 documents on the night before to go through. I mean, it's a sham. And I fully expect that the Republicans would do similar to what they did before when Adam Schiff was running his secret basement hearings and they tried to break in. I think they should stage a walkout.
Funny you should say that, James. I'm thinking, why aren't these guys walking out?
I don't get it. I mean, they feel like that by interrupting and points of order that they're you know, adding something to the proceeding. But they can do that. But I think at some point they got to just walk out.
It's a joke. You're exactly right. I mean, and that was my instinct. I'm going, how much longer are these guys going to put up with this banana republic proceeding here? I mean, this is the United States of America, James. I mean, here you are. You're a legal analyst. You're a professor. You do this for a living. And I mean, if anything, this has got to be a great, you know, lesson and teaching opportunity to take back to the classroom and show the students. You say, you see all this? That's not the way it's supposed to go.
But unfortunately, what it's done is it's created a moment that has changed America forever.
Right.
We are to reform from this. We may have to amend the Constitution, because we are now going to have, from this day forward, impeachment is a political tool.
Right.
And literally every president will now have to face impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's inevitable. If you're going to impeach someone, as we've seen the Nadler report indicate, they're impeaching President Trump for his thought. This is a thought crime. This is what George Orwell wrote about.
James, it's there.
It really says that.
Yeah. The thing is that it's supposed thoughts. It's their determination. It is what they assume his thoughts to be. How do you do that? How do you come to that conclusion, except you're so ideologically fixed that you go, well, you know, like Adam Schiff, you start making up stories that, well, this had to be the way it was. How do you know? I mean, clearly, Ukraine was already loaded up with corruption. That's one thing consistently that everybody, all these department officials, all these state officials were in agreement, was that Ukraine was corrupt to the core. Now, it is the president's duty and responsibility as the chief executive officer of our country to make sure, by law, that he is not giving money to a corrupt agency or a corrupt country. Isn't that so?
Yeah, no, I mean, it is. As a matter of fact, it's not only his duty as the president, it's his duty pursuant to international law created by a treaty between the United States and Ukraine that was signed by Bill Clinton. And, it, you know, for the idea of cooperating in criminal investigations. The problem is, of course, that uncovering corruption in Ukraine peels back the veneer and exposes, we know, the Bidens and their corruption.
Exactly.
But it also exposes Alexandra Chalupa and the corruption of the Democrat Party in trying to get Ukraine to, and successfully obtaining dirt on Trump from Ukraine to meddle in the
James, gotta hit the pause button. We gotta go to break. We've got more from James after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle. Man, and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Rattle what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Leave. Turn it up. Baby.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, you can tell we're excited to be talking about this topic, and who better than to have James Herson, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst with us. James, as you were laying this out, I mean, there was lots of motivation for the Democrats, the shenanigans that they had been doing, and God only knows, I mean, you know, some people are just, they're so quick to be convinced that it was all Russia, that there was no entanglement with Ukraine in U.S. elections. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. It's no wonder that most Americans are going to go, you know, is Roseanne Barr back on the TV? I'd much rather watch Roseanne or Last Man Standing or something of consequence as opposed to suffering through all this.
Oh, yeah. Well, but, you know, part of this also, and part of the reason Nadler's hearing happened today, you notice this is very unusual. Mondays, they don't normally have these hearings. Mm-hmm. But what was coming out today? The IG report.
Exactly.
Before it was.
Mm-hmm.
And the IG report says, we now know, the IG report says that an FBI official that was higher than Peter Strzok was involved in the inception, the origin of the investigation against
higher Trump. Or low, higher or lower than Peter Strzok?
Higher than Peter Strzok.
Wow,
we don't know who that is yet,
mm-hmm.
but I, you know, it could be Andy McCabe. It could be somebody else. Also, we know that the FBI offered to pay Christopher Steele significant sums of money to dig up dirt on General Michael Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
That there was a frame-up operation against Flynn going on. And basically, we're looking at a situation where the Obama administration used their law enforcement to become an arm of the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Without
That's
a doubt.
What we're talking.
Exactly.
So it's all laid out neatly. And what do the Democrats want to do? They want to divert attention away from the IG report, which is really a preview to the upcoming report that's going to come out from William Barr and John Durham.
Right.
And this is going to add fuel to that.
Well, speaking of which, Bill Barr, he took exception to this report. So he just, you know, so he leads us to believe, to your point, that there's more to be understood as to what's going on here. Also relevant to the FBI's fingertips and all this stuff with the Steele dossier, they offered him some $55,000-$60,000 if he could verify, because there were still questions about it. And he said, hey, look, we got a little bonus here for you. Let's get some verification. You give us some verification on what you've reported here, and we'll get you another $60,000. How do you like them potatoes?
Yeah, yes, really. Yeah, there's an awful lot of potatoes out there.
Yeah, but they're rotten. They're rotten and they stink. Going back to what you were saying earlier, James, what has been violated here, and I think what's really creating a huge crisis, it all has to do with the rule of law. The rule of law has been upended, and this is what we're seeing. I mean, you know, this kangaroo court and with Nadler and the, you know, breaking the rules and just, you know, taking full control and, you know, not even answering points of order. I mean, it's like, look, at the people are seeing this as not being fair, and I don't blame the president, you know, for not showing up. He doesn't need to be there. I mean, could you imagine if he was there being subjected to this kind of kangaroo court and railroading?
The amazing thing is you call it a kangaroo court, you use the term railroading, and yet 90% of our media is not reporting what's really happening. Is not reporting the kangaroo circus aspects of this. And they're reporting it as if these are legitimate fact-finding hearings or somehow legitimate impeachment hearings, which they are not.
Yeah.
And the only people that seem to be pointing that out are shows like yours,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, alternative sites on the Internet and some of the people on Fox News. But it's such an outrage, the outrage from beginning to end that they would do this, and the fact that they appear to be moving towards hell or high water, actually passing the articles and have this historic process polluted, politicized, debased this way. And it's just, it's really reflective of the lack of scruples, the lack of morals that today's Democrat Party has. And it's the party of the squad.
Exactly.
The squad is now in charge. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is in charge. It's a socialist party. It has nothing to do with the Democratic Party of your parents.
Well, this is why so many Democrats are abandoning ship, and you see what's going on. Look what's all of a sudden swelling, James. Just look at the numbers. The Independent Party, independents in this country are growing exponentially because they're leaving the Democratic ship because they see it's going over the abyss, and there's no need for them to crash and burn with this party. If Nancy Pelosi and the squad, if that's where they want to go, well, hasta la vista. Go, baby, and sayonara. We'll see you probably 10, 20 years down the road, because it's going to take you that long to rebuild the party because you've devastated it so dramatically, all because you've decided to abandon the rule of law. You want to delegitimize a rightfully and legally elected president of the United States, and you just cannot see whatsoever what he is doing. But yet, when you look at what's going on with issues of immigration, unemployment, the economy, the reductions of regulation nation, the potential trade issues, infrastructure that's sitting there with a little bit of cooperation, James. I mean, and a GDP level that Barack Obama and all his media genius or his economic geniuses said that we would never hit. And I still maintain that we would be looking upwards at maybe even 4 or 5% GDP on the other side of this stuff if we had a little bit of cooperation. But the Democrats choose not to be part of the team. They don't want to be part of the winning team. They want to pitch a fit, and they don't care if we lose the championship or lose the World Series. Doggone it, if they're not in power, You've got lessons to learn, and you've got payments to be made because you did not bow to the altar of the Democratic Party.
Oh, that's exactly right. But here's the interesting thing. You know, there's the old saying about don't poke the bear.
Right.
So they have poked hard at this administration, and they made a mistake because they poked their stick at the president's counsel, Rudy Giuliani. You know where he's been over the last couple of weeks? The Ukraine.
Right.
And you know what he's been doing? He's been using the skills he learned as a U.S. attorney fighting the mafia. And he's putting together his own report. That report is going to be handed over to Bill Barr. That is going to have piles of evidence. It's going to have evidence about the Democrats, about the Bidens, And Rudy also is assembling that to protect himself.
Exactly.
Because they're going
They've put him in a corner. He has no choice. James, is the country ready for this? I mean, look at, I can't wait for this to go to the Senate. I mean, the fact that Nancy Pelosi would let it go to the Senate and lose control, and I only hope that Mitch McConnell could have the audacity and courage and give the Democrats back exactly what they have given to this country and what they've done in the House. We're saying, hey, we're going to use Jerry Nadler rules. We're going to use Nancy Pelosi rules here in the Senate. So, Chuck Schumer, sorry, buddy. Your party already set this in motion, so we've got the gavel. You don't. We're using your rules.
I wish that they would do that, but knowing McConnell, knowing the Republicans, they're going to, take what they'll say is the noble road and give the Democrats the rights that we should have had. And you know what? I don't mind if they do that as long as they let the president put on a case, a real case, call Adam Schiff, call both Bidens, call Alexandra Chalupa,
call Brennan.
Call
Brennan. Let's get them all out here. Let's have one big party.
Call Barack Obama.
Exactly. Well, would that take some nerve? It takes some nerve and takes some courage. But that would go a long way in getting this country back on track. James, to be continued, is always an honor and a pleasure. The best-selling author, media and legal analyst, James Hurston, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hours after Democrats in the U.S. House filed two articles of impeachment against him, the president calls the charges flimsy, pathetic, and ridiculous. He speaks at a rally held in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
They send these two things, they're not even a crime. This is the lightest, weakest impeachment.
The House Judiciary Committee will begin consideration of those two articles of impeachment against the president at a meeting this evening. One of them alleges abuse of power, the other obstruction of Congress in the Ukraine scandal. The full House expected to debate and vote on Trump's impeachment next week. The U.S. is turning four military bases over to South Korea today, also starting the process of turning over the former American military headquarters in the heart of Seoul. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner, or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused. Between the dead and the sleeping, and the road that I must choose.
Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We got Brett Faniff with us. He's the managing director of the Mayflower Autonomous Ship, which is interesting in itself because it's across the Atlantic with an unmanned autonomous ship is going to push technology to its limits, like the Mayflower in 1620. Think about it. We'll also need a lot of people and some good luck. Almost 400 years ago, the Mayflower set sail from Plymouth,
England on a voyage that would change the world. Over 100 passengers who arrived 2 months later would help lay the foundations of modern America. And during Thanksgiving week, you're going to learn how the upcoming 400th anniversary of the Mayflower Voyage has sparked the innovation of an autonomous ship that's going to cross the Atlantic in 2020, this time with no captain or crew. And Brett Faniff is with us, and he's going to tell us all about it. Brett, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, looking back 400 years ago, almost, I guess next year it'll actually be officially 400 years. It was a different time, but now fast forward to 400 years, and we're talking, let's make the original venture, but this time without a captain, right?
Well, no, it'll have a captain. It'll be an AI captain that we've developed with IBM. So unlike other captains, it never gets tired or distracted or bored or lonely. It's ever vigilant. And so we're developing that with a bunch of technology that IBM has been working on for decades. And we're integrating that to the ship to take us across the sea.
Well, this Mayflower autonomous ship is amazing, just as you just briefly gave us an overview. So why is this being built, Brent?
Well, I live in Plymouth in the UK, and I grew up in Boston, Massachusetts, making all the trips down to see the Plymouth Rock and the Pilgrim Monument in Provincetown. And I've worked around the sea my whole life, and as a historian, and now as an oceanographer and an engineer. And this project sort of allows me to pull all the strands of my life together into one thing. All those funny things you do in life come together here for me. And it's a great way to speak to the next 400 years while we honor sort of the arduous voyage that was undertaken by the original pilgrims coming across in 1620.
That's why I'm
inspired by that.
Exactly. That's what I love about this whole idea, is that it doesn't let go of the past. I mean, it really embraces it to where we can remember how we got here and how we're going forward. And this is what we love about history, is that it really gives you a front and back perspective, doesn't it?
Oh, I agree. And we forget our history at our peril.
Yes, without a doubt. Well, we hear a lot these days, we're living a lot these days with AI technology, and these technologies are powering the ship, as you say. So what challenges came into being that you had to overcome?
Well, the biggest challenge on the journey is the same one that happened in 1620, and that's the ocean. That hasn't changed much. But the good thing is we know how to build ships a lot better than they did in 1620. So we can bring all the latest engineering prowess to bear to make the ship robust and to make it reliable and redundant systems on board. The AI part is really interesting, because that lets us optimize the route for weather or efficiency or for research purposes, and pulling together all these things now where the microelectronics are finally powerful enough to deploy some of these really amazing pieces of software. And that's what AI is. People think it's one thing like HAL 9000. It's not. It's a collection of all sorts of different programs that do sort of probabilistic modeling and deterministic rule set parsing to determine if you're navigating safely. And it all works together to produce sort of an optimum result based on the input. Mm-hmm. And that's a real challenge, integrating that and then having to deploy it where we have very limited communications with the vessel, because we're out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. So the ship has to be smart in and of itself. And what we're seeing is sort of all the things in society coming together to allow us to do these things for the first time. And it's a great sort of way to show off all sort of the culmination of these technologies, which are really embedded almost every day in your life that you don't notice. It's a great way to really look at them and study them and stress them and learn about them in a harsh environment, but in a very safe way. There's no one there, and no one's going to be injured. And we can take what we learn and make ships with people on them safer. We can make virtual captains that help people navigate better at sea or to behave better at sea so that we reduce injury.
Exactly. Yeah, my thought is perhaps something that the Titanic could have used, right?
They could have used a radar first, I think.
Yes.
That would have been better. But radar, and then maybe some AI would have been great. But it's interesting. The commercial world is really looking at this very heavily, because, you know, they can shave a few percentage off by optimizing for weather routing and logistical routing for cargo. And, I mean, that results in a huge reduction in greenhouse gas emission from ships. So it's critically important that we deploy AI in this way to help make the world a better place. And we're also driving the cost of research down at sea, because we're taking a lot of the cost out of building these ships, because a ship is essentially a very expensive way to keep people alive on the water.
Right.
Once you take the people out, it's just a pure machine. It gets less expensive. We can deploy it for very long periods of time. We can deploy many, and we get more and more data about our environment, and that helps us better focus when we send a big manned research vessel out onto where it should go to get the answers we need to help us understand our environment.
Well, Brett Faniff is managing director of the Mayflower Autonomous Ship. Brett, how did you get this gig?
It was an accident. I was meeting with the city fathers, or the management of the city of Plymouth, and we were sort of in the margins in another meeting talking about the 400th anniversary. This was several years ago, and they were discussing maybe building a replica ship, and I said, well, there's already one of those. And they said, well, what do you think we should do? I said, well, let's build something that speaks to the next 400 years. Let's build an autonomous ship,
and
let's really stretch ourselves and be inspired. And they said, that's a great idea. You should do that. And so we are. And it's been a lot of fun, and they've been a lot of help.
Well, Brett, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being with us. As we wrap things up, tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Best thing to do is search for IBM Newsroom on your web browser, and you'll find it, or promare.org, promare.org.
Brett, you've been awesome. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to hearing more about it, all right?
Great. Thanks for having me.
You take care. Brett Faniff, Managing Director of the Mayflower Autonomous Ship, founder and chief executive of Submergence Group, LLC, and through his office in the United Kingdom, oversees the design and production of manned and unmanned underwater vehicle systems. A serial entrepreneur, as they say, he's recently turned his attention to machine learning and artificial intelligence. This is exciting to hear about what they're doing here with artificial intelligence, well underway, as you can tell, using real shipping data and images. NASA's hull is currently under construction in Gdansk, Portland, before being transported to Plymouth, UK, early 2020 for the outfitting of navigation equipment. Sea testing is going to begin in the summer ahead of departure. They're expecting departure in September 2020, which again will mark 400 years since the departure of the original Mayflower. So Brett Faniff, we're grateful to him as the managing director of the Mayflower Autonomous Ship, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us receive the King.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, we got to sit back and enjoy the music of the season here, huh? Wow. Good, good, good fun. Well, there it is. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, our word for the day, by the way, I don't know if I've shared it with you, is effulgent. Okay? Effulgent. And that is growing, glowing with a radiant light. Our next guest is definitely glowing. And we're going to tell you all about that in just a moment. And, well, she's even joining us right now. Terry Beatley joins us now. Terry, I was just bragging on you. I said you are a walking example of our word for a day, effulgent, which means glowing with a radiant light. How's that?
Well,
huh?
I'll receive that.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm the reason that Terry is so effulgent is because her DC Gala that took place over the weekend was an outstanding success. Dr. Ben Carson was there, Mike Lindell, and just a lot of fun people to honor the call for pro-life and to honor the first recipient. Tell our audience about that, Terry.
Yeah, our first recipient of the Dr. Bernard Nathanson Courageous Witness for Life Award is President Donald Trump.
And of course, drum roll and everything. Yeah. And kaboom. Yep, exactly.
And Dr. Ben Carson came to receive the award. And we held the beautiful gala in the Andrew Mellon Auditorium building in D.C. Mm-hmm. It was built back in 1932 and right on Constitution Avenue. And I think it was a grand representation that we have to return to the Constitution. and that old Declaration of Independence, and we do have indeed the right to life. And we've got to return this country to righteous laws, because righteousness exalts a nation. And right now, America is not being exalted, because we have 62 million aborted babies.
Exactly.
I just want to add this. Is when we return to the, I hope a lot of us were staying at the Trump Hotel, which happens to be where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm at three neonatologists who are here from Australia.
Oh.
And I said, okay, are you guys truly pro-life? Because you never know. You know, mm-hmm. These doctors have been brainwashed. And he said, no, we are neonatologists. We're trying to keep the babies alive.
Wow.
And I said, guess how many babies in America have been aborted since 1973?
Mm-hmm.
And one of these doctors, who's about 38 years old, Bill, he says, well, he said, I really don't know. But he said, here's my guess on the high side. He said 30,000.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So he must have fell over when you gave him the real number.
Oh, he was shocked. He was shocked. And the same thing happened to a lady from Colombia. So America's been duped. And if the father of America's industry of abortion, who founded NARAL, Pro-Choice America, who trained Planned Parenthood on how to slaughter children in the womb, if he can humble himself and turn from his wicked ways, what can the rest of this country do?
Right.
And so we have to end abortion in this land. And President Trump has been a very, very strong voice in this, and a very unexpected strong voice in the pro-life movement.
Undeniably, Terry, he has been the most pro-life president in our history, has he not?
That's what I say, yeah.
I don't know who else can compare. I mean, well, certainly in the modern era, you can go back and say, well, it wasn't really a question before during, you know, our early history. Abortion was a non-thing. It happened.
Right.
But nobody spoke of it in minor numbers. But after 1973, when the Supreme Court codified it, which,
right.
You know, I think is quite, quite unfortunate, because on many levels, because the Supreme Court doesn't codify law. It makes
right.
a decision. It doesn't create law, but in this particular case it did, and it's resulted in over 62 million babies being aborted.
That's right. And we honored, you know, and again, I wish he had been there in person, and we, mm-hmm. believe it or not, I'm still in D.C., and we are trying to arrange a photo shoot and
right.
see if all that happens.
Well, I'm praying that takes place. And Terry, I was almost thinking we may not be able to get a hold of you, because I said, look, it's about my luck that the time we try to get her on the air with us, she's meeting with the president, and I'm sure she's not going to tell Donald Trump. Mr. President, I've got to take time out here for 2 seconds. Bill Martinez is on the phone with Barbie.
I don't know if that would fly.
No.
But this is what I believe, is that If this has got to be God behind it.
Yes.
If the country, if enough of the country could learn about Dr. Bernard Nathanson and how the Roe v. Wade decision and all of these pro-abortion Supreme Court decisions, the fallacies in these Supreme Court decisions, the erroneous assumptions that were made in these Supreme Court decisions, the people would turn, and they
Without
would return to say, you know what, we repent. So many people were duped, and so many lives, so much shedding of innocent blood. And, you know, the event really radiated beauty, goodness, and truth. And I know we have a bunch of the pictures out on social media, but if anything, it honors, you know, I'm sitting here in the Trump Hotel, and I will tell you this, that the gala was as beautiful as this hotel here.
Wow.
It's about beauty, goodness, and truth. And if we want to save America, we have to show God in November, we vote for a pro-life America.
Exactly.
He's going to give us exactly what we want. We want a culture of death. He will give it to us, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as you say, Dr. Bernard Nathanson finally was confronted with the truth that could not be denied, and he made the right choice. And in order to redeem that choice, he gave you the keys to exposing all the lies the abortion industry is founded upon, and you've been charged to carry those keys and to carry the message out to an America that's been duped. As you say, women, some men, mostly women, have bought into the lie, and the fact is, as though is that women are waking up, and America is waking up, including men, I would say, to the lie and realizing that they bought into a big lie and they've been duped, that it wasn't just some excess tissue. And organically, the response is naturally happening, and this is what's freaking out Planned Parenthood and this pro-abortionist, because the people are seeing it for what it is. They see in the sonogram, it's not just some useless flesh. It's an actual child, which we've been told from day one. You see the baby, you see fingers, you see eyes, the heart is beating. How do you deny that? I mean, you just have to be so calloused and cold-hearted to think that it is something that is worthy of extinction.
That's it. Well, and the hearts are changing, and I believe that as the women who have had abortions, who are so broken from these,
yes,
if they could just learn the truth, and part of it is they'll realize it wasn't just them being, you know, quote, stupid. There was a methodical, stealthy, effective 8-point propaganda campaign to persuade women to go into these abortuaries.
Yes.
And, you know, then the other big thing, too, is when Nathanson fought to get abortion legalized, what he did not know back in the late 1960s is that the best protection against breast cancer is a first full-term pregnancy.
Wow.
That's the best protection.
Wow,
and what are we
that.
Doing to American women? We're putting them on the whatever the birth control pill, which ends up being faulty, and now they're 15 years old, they're pregnant. They go get an abortion at 15, 16 years old. Guess what? They just set themselves up for breast cancer, you know, inject up their increases.
Exactly.
And and women don't.
You know, I've not heard that before, Terry. That that research that's new to me. But it makes so much sense that this is happening, because when we look at, you know, the preponderance of breast cancer, it seems to go hand in hand with abortion activity.
Perfectly.
Right.
It tracks
wow.
perfectly. 1973. If I have my numbers correct on this, it's mm-hmm. there were 1 in 12 women would get in situ breast cancer, which is a very invasive cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And but after 1973, it began to go up. Today, it's 1 in 7 women
wow.
will get
wow.
in situ breast cancer. And probably for the purpose of this show, we don't need to get into this. But I will tell people, go to, it's called the Breast Cancer Prevention Institute. So we're not about early detection. We're about prevention.
Exactly.
Teaching women how to prevent breast cancer. The doctors aren't doing it. What are they doing? They're writing prescriptions for the birth control pill. And when you take all these factors and overdose that woman's body with all the extra hormones, and she's already had an abortion, all these things are factors which drastically increase the likelihood of breast cancer. So the people are in darkness, and that's
exactly
what Jose Initiative does. We need donors. And I'm calling out right now.
Exactly.
I want to raise about $2 million over very soon, so that in 2020, Bill, we can finally get the job done. So that
exactly
come November, we can educate so many people, and they will go and they will support a pro-life culture.
Well, Terry, I want to address, we got about a minute left, the women who have made choices, and men included, because what's happening is men and women both are realizing they bought into a lie, and they're heartbroken over it. And it's kind of like, you talk about the silent scream. It is a silent scream within their very being that is coming to the reality that they have eliminated one of their children, and it is absolutely heartbreaking. But God knows about that, and he is the answer, right?
And nobody can out-abort Dr. Nathanson. So the woman or the man out there where abortion has touched their lives, you know, Christ is our healer. And I believe the millions of people, Bill, who have been hurt by abortion, once they go through some healing and then they get educated on how this has happened, we will build an army across
exactly
America.
Terry Beatley from the Hosea Initiative. Thank you, Terry.
On the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Anytime.